Last night, there was a drop of about 24,000 ballots, and Spencer Pratt did not get a single one. Let's take a look at the results over here. So last night, you can see before the drop, it was 308,878,000. After the drop, 333,712,000. And as you can see, Spencer Pratt did not gain a single vote. He still had, before and after the drop, 86,323. Meanwhile, all of the other contenders here, all of the other candidates did gain vote totals. What are the odds of that? That, quite frankly, is impossible. By the way, when that 24,000 vote drop came in, there were also drops that included the votes for governor. What are the odds here that even Steve Hilton would be gaining votes overnight, but none for Spencer Pratt? Are people not voting down the ticket? Are they just voting for governor and they're not voting for LA's mayoral race? I get that there are many people voting for governor who would not be able to vote in this mayoral race. Like, obviously, if you live in the northernmost part of California, you would not be eligible to vote for LA's mayor. But you're telling me that not a single person who cast a ballot in those 24,000 votes in LA voted for mayor, but they voted for governor? All of this just does not make sense.